Welcome to Shriek the Podcast. Join us as we go through stories gathered from across the darkest corners of the web. Stories designed to disturb and make your blood run cold. We hope you enjoy the following tales. And don't worry, it's okay to be scared. Who knows, by the end of this, even you might let out a small shriek. If you enjoy listening to Shriek, let us know by giving us a share, a like, a follow, or rate us on whatever streaming service you use. It may not sound like much, but it really helps us out. Please Don't Become Dust Without Me, by King Mufasa 808. I wonder when it was that I became like this. When was the exact moment I stopped feeling the wind on my face or the sunlight on my skin? I seem to remember everything else so vividly, but not the time when I became this thing, this creature. I remember my mother, the ever-loving yet fiercely protective Irish woman with tongue so sharp she could put sailors to shame. I remember my father, a kind, stoic giant of a gentleman who could lift a car if he needed to. I remember the cafe I used to go to with my friends, the coffees that always seemed as endless as the conversations we had, and the chocolate chip cookies, which were beyond delicious. But most of all, I remember you. Your dark, wavy locks that always danced with the wind. Your smile that literally stole my breath away, and a laugh that filled the room with warmth. Your boyish charm that never failed to lower my guard. Your silly yet free spirit that would never seem to let my anger last long against you. Your deep, green emerald eyes that made me lose myself in them, and your strong arms that felt like the safest place in the world. To me, you were perfection. Almost like you came straight out of a book, yet still, I did this. Still, I betrayed you. Of course, I'll never forget the look on your face when you caught me with him, your best friend. Who knew that those pure, green, beautiful eyes could hold such confusion and pain? That your handsome face could crumble like it did that day, and that your feet could carry you out of our apartment as fast as they did? You disappeared before we could say anything. And in the rush of us throwing our clothes on, we were greeted by a loud tire screech sound, followed by a crash. That was the day my whole world ended. Oh, how I wish I would have been hit instead of you. I would have gladly taken your pain, accepted death's invitation. But it seemed like death was sparing you, because just a day after your burial was when Armageddon happened. Yes, the rest of the world ended by a zombie plague, of all things. I never left your grave, even when they attacked me. In some twisted way, I was hoping that you'd rise as an undead as well, and take your revenge, and that would be my way of making it up to you. But you never did rise. I always knew you were special, because in a world where most people became undead, you were one of the few whose corpse wouldn't turn. So I sit here, next to you. Next to where you sleep, because I can't leave you. I became one of them, but I still want nothing more than to lay next to you and hold you. Even as the years pass, I won't move from your side again. So please, my love, don't become dust without me. I'm sorry. I won't hurt you again. Just please, wake up. I'm afraid it wasn't just a dream. By literal semicolon. For the past 10 years or so, I've been having some dreams that partially or totally end up happening in real life. At first, they were silly, trivial things. The first one I had was back in early 2007. I was just finishing up middle school, and my sisters and I were semi-obsessed with Disney Channel shows. My dream was a harmless, hanging out with celebrities dream. That particular dream featured the Sprouse twins from The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. In the dream, I walked into a room where they were wearing fake muscle suits, one in red and one in blue, and flexing in the mirror. I was confused and asked, "What are you guys doing?" They whirled around quickly and replied, "Nothing." A couple of months or so later, an episode came out where they became superheroes in red and blue muscle suits. Unfortunately, I hadn't taken to writing down my dreams until after this incident. So I don't have any proof that I dreamt it before it happened. Another one was a vague dream about spending the day with a guy, walking around, talking, and just having fun. I didn't remember his face when I woke up, but I remembered his hair. He had a very pronounced cowlick at his forehead, and I remembered how it felt to hug him at the end, and how real it all felt. Literally 2 or 3 months later, I ran into a friend of mine at a local amusement park. We were both there for school field trips, but for completely different purposes, and from schools 3 hours apart. I ended up hanging out with him for the whole trip until I had to leave. When I hugged him goodbye, my dream flashed into my mind. This trip was exactly the same as my dream, down to his hair and the hug. On the bus ride home, I stared out the window in shock. This one is documented in my journals, and I still get goosebumps when I think of it. The dreams took a turn for the unexpectedly dark sometime later. My sisters, Michelle, Lizzie, and I made friends with 2 English kids through a writing website. These 2 kids were really goofy and funny, and after talking to them for a while, they told us that one of them, who I'll call Mike, had had cancer and was in remission. A while later, they revealed that the cancer was back, but Mike was going in for treatment again. Cue the dream. I dreamt that we, as in my sisters and I, went to visit them across the pond. I hung back with Mike's mom while everyone else played in the yard. I asked her about Mike and how he was doing. Quietly, she told me that this time, the cancer was terminal. He was not going to make it. We got the same news in real life a couple of months after that. He and Lizzie were really good friends, and she took it hard. I think she still writes, "Dear Mike," at the beginning of her journal entries, and it's almost been 6 years. I've started to recognize the dreams that are potentially real. And I had one 2 nights ago. In the dream, a friend of mine was crying. At first, I didn't know why, and she didn't tell me. But then I realized her baby bump was gone. She'd lost her child. I hugged her tightly for a long time before I woke up. Right now, my friend is 5 months pregnant and due in July. I'm just praying that I'm wrong about this dream. Tonight's Tales, I'm Afraid It Wasn't Just a Dream, was written by Literal Semicolon, and Please Don't Become Dust Without Me, written by King Mufasa 808. You can find the link to both of these stories and their Reddit pages in the description below. If you want to help the podcast, give us a like, a follow, or rate us on whatever streaming service you use. It sounds simple, but it really helps us out. If you're enjoying the podcast, make sure to follow Shriek on Instagram at shriek.cast and visit our official website, shriek.net. Also, share us with your friends and family, or anyone you may think will enjoy the podcast. As always, if you would like to submit your own original short story, you can submit it to shriekpodcast@gmail.com for a chance to be featured on the podcast. We'll see you next time.